This is a meditation called Ahimsa, which means nonviolence. Ahimsa is a teaching from the Yoga Sutras, and it's said that if we practice just this one suggestion, the other nine will fall into place. Practicing ahimsa is simple, but it's not easy. Being a non-violent or a non-harmful person requires constant attention to compassion. It's an ongoing practice of starting to look at the way we treat ourselves and others, and noticing where we cause harm in places we weren't even aware. So we'll start today by looking at the way we can potentially cause harm to our own body. This body, the one that is sitting, the one that has just started to get comfortable and began this meditation. So let's begin the way we always do, by starting to find ease in sitting here. And just noticing if there's a restlessness, a reluctance to slow down. Notice the pushback that we all have about not getting things done. That could be the very first layer we look at in the way we might be causing harm to ourselves. What areas do we create stress for ourselves? So when we notice that coming up, that urgency to do, to get, to have, we can begin to recognize that as a very subtle act of violence to our nervous system. And the remedy, once we're aware, is this: being in this moment, sitting here, finding this breath, watching it in its entire journey into the body and out. And if the stress level is particularly high, we take another breath and we watch its whole journey in and out. The simple process of breathing draws good air in, oxygen, and it helps us release bad or used up air through carbon dioxide. So consider a simple mantra: good in, bad out. Good in, bad out. Continue paying attention to your breath and start to notice the layer of thought that might be present here. The thoughts in our head are another way we act in harmful ways to ourselves. Every thought we hold on to about self-judgment, self-criticism, lack of worth, weakness, less than, all of those thoughts are harmful and violent thoughts to our well-being. And we've probably been thinking them for a very long time. So rather than double judging ourselves for having the thoughts, we can notice when there's a harmful thought, breathe in good, breathe out bad. Choose a word you'd like to bring in to replace that negative thought that's going out. Sitting here, aware of breathing, aware of thought. We can start to notice the places we are harmful to our physical bodies. The amount of sleep we allow ourselves. How we stay hydrated. Do we give our bodies the opportunity to move, to be active? Do we push ourselves too hard physically? Even on the yoga mat, it's possible to practice violence to our bodies. Pushing ourselves into postures they're not ready for. What do we consume? How do we nourish ourselves? Do we play? In this moment, taking in a good, clean breath, cleansing your lungs, your circulatory system, and every cell of your body. Breathe out everything that you don't need. As we go into the rest of this day, let's go with eyes on compassion and kindness for our bodies. Cleansing breaths, clear thoughts, healthy choices, taking care of this amazing miracle that we live within. Namaste.